Welcome everybody. Shir number 1446. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Delif Ben Rebaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lefur Shalem Refol Avraham Nisanel Ben Masha Liba. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'Chayol. So interesting question, which we keep on saying we're going to talk about. The question is taking home a talis from shul and folding it up. Okay. So I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now as far as folding in general. The minigayla, we don't fold. In general, we try not to fold on the creases for various different reasons. One of the reasons is hachana. Why do you have to fold it on the creases if you don't need it now? Okay, and there's other reasons also. There's a whole sugya in Simen Shin Beis. Could be possibly tikkun mana. If two people do it, okay, but be it as it may, in general, most people, they fold it off the creases. Some people fold it backwards. There are those who are machmir mamish, not to fold it at all, just, you know, to roll it up, put it down. But the question comes up, so I'm not going to talk about that right now, but in general, we try not to fold it on creases, but the question comes up. Okay, so now the second question is, what about if I want to take it home? There's an Erev, right? I finished davening, I don't need it anymore for davening, I don't need it anymore for Shabbos, it's finished. There's an Erev I could carry, I'm good, everything is good, I want to take it home. So you're not supposed to take it home. Why are you taking it home? It's Hachana L'chol, you're preparing for the week, right? So now a person could say, what do you mean? So I'm afraid that if I leave it here, it could get stolen, somebody could take it, somebody could use it. So put it away, put it in your locker, put it under the table, put it somewhere where... people sometimes have a cubby, right? Various different places, a place to put it, and or sometimes if they keep it by the seat, it's good enough. But let's say a person is in a place in time. I'm in shul, fine, but I know if I keep it here, if I leave it in shul, I'm going home, and it's a long afternoon. If I keep it here, somebody else could come and they'll use it. Lemaisa, one is allowed to use a talis unless somebody else is makbid. But Moshe goes through the sugya. So I'm afraid if I leave it over here, somebody's going to take it and they're going to use it. It's going to bother me a lot. I don't want to have somebody else using my talis. They could damage it, make it dirty. I don't know the cleanliness of this person. There's various different reasons, right? So Lemaisa, to make a long story short, there's an Igris Moshe in Urachaim Chelek Hei, Simin Chav. And Ramesh goes through the whole thing back and forth, the whole issue. And Lamaisa, again, yeah, we don't fold it on the lines, number one. Number two, you don't take it home, leave it in shul, keep it in a safe place. But it's going to bother me. I'm afraid somebody else is going to come, they're going to use it. This is the type of place that people come. It's a lot of people around, right? So they'll see a nice talis, they'll use it. Somebody might daven for the yomid, they might go for mincha daven and use it. So bottom line, be it as it may. So, just to read from the Sefer Klolim, who's quoting this Igris Moshe, again, Chelek Hei Simen Chof, and the Sefer Klolim brings it down on page Ayin. So the Mice is afraid, right? That I leave it in shul, they're going to use it, they're going to mess it up, this and that, whatever the case is. A person might use it, and they think that they have rishus, they won't know that I'm makbid, this person punkt happens to be makbid. So then he says, one would be allowed, and you have an erev, of course, to take it home, one would be allowed, the mutal ataltal babayis, he says, of a makam shiyesh erev. As long as you have an erev, you would be able to take it home. In all cases, to protect it from being stolen, from being ruined, from being mikolin yoni hefsid, as he brings it down. And not just that, he brings down interesting. So, but again, a person has to know emistic. Is that really the case? You know, if they're in a shul, you're in a shul whereby I could leave it there, nobody touches it, fine. Or I have a locker, right? Or under the table, the old. Okay, so then goes on the Igris Moshe goes on. It's just reading from the Sefer Klolim again, quoting the Igris Moshe. He says not just that, but he says if let's say place in time somebody's afraid, the talis is going to get messed up. People wear it. Fine, so he has to take it home. This is an area of no problem. But how is he going to take it home, right? If you're going to fold it backwards or roll it up, it's not on the lines. It's going to sort of like mess up the talis, if you call it. And I don't have a bag. Let's say I don't have a bag for a talis. I don't have my talis bag or whatever the case is. So he says, Shemutagam Latapla Kadei Lachazira Habai. So you could even mamish fold it up, he says, to be able to take it home. The Kemisha Oisa came because you're doing that in order to be able to carry it. Kadei Sheyi and Noah
Lahem Lisa, that you could carry it, it shouldn't get messed up in the carrying. In other words, while you're folding it, even on the lines, Lamaisa is saying, even on the lines, Lamaisa, Nachshva people, this folding, it's kechelik me'atzarech lachazira lebeisei kedei l'shaimer. It's part of the taking it home. So in other words, why are you folding it? You're not folding it stam so for next week, so it'll be good for next week, right? To prepare it for next week, to prepare it for next Shabbos. So like this, you don't have to do it after Shabbos. In general, a person is supposed to fold the talis right after Shabbos, right? But to Shabbos, right after Shabbos, we try and fold the talis. But be it as it may, so I'll fold it on Shabbos, right? I'm not talking about the tikkun mona part. That's not a major, according to many poskim, shouldn't be a major issue. But the problem, one of the main problems is the hachana. So we don't fold it on the line. So we fold it fine. So we fold it backwards or whatever it is. Then we undo it and redo it after Shabbos. But over here, Ramesh is saying, since you have to take it home, right? Since you have to take it home, so it comes out and it's going to get messed up if it's not folded the right way. It's not folded the right way if you don't fold it up the right way and you start taking, schlepping it home, carrying it under your arm, whatever the case might be, right? This kipel is kechelik me'atzarech lachazira lebeisa kedei l'shamra. That's what he says. Again, the Sefer Klolim quoting Ramosha, that it comes out that this folding is mamish part of the taking home, which you're allowed to do because you don't want it to get whether it is stolen, ruined, you don't want somebody else to wear it, or whatever the case might be. So in this situation, to take it home, that it doesn't get ruined, Ramosha said it would be okay to fold it up beforehand also. Okay, Lemaisa, Ramosha says in the tshuva over there also that Lemaisa, even you're putting it into the bag, the talis bag, you know, it's going to get more messed up if it's not folded the right way. Usually people, when they don't fold it or they fold it backwards or whatever it is, they'll put it down and they'll keep it on top of the talis bag. But once you're putting it into the talis bag and you're holding it and squeezing it, and it gets more wrinkles than it had before, whatever the case is, Ramosha said. So, but again, that's only a case in time if a person is emistic, really, truthfully afraid somebody's going to use the talis. Either the talis will get ruined, somebody else will use it, it could get stolen, whatever the case might be, but there's a real chashash that something might happen if they leave it in shul. So then Ramosha says you can take it home, number one. Number two, even if you have to fold it, because since Lefi Toisfis, I think he brings down over there in the tshuva, the problem is achana, so therefore there would not be achana because of the fact that you're doing it for now, that it doesn't get ruined now in the bag. You will be able to fold it up, put it nicely into the bag, and take it home, as long as you have an Erev and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch HaKol Tov.